What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Serious Angler Podcast, powered by our friends over X2 Power Batteries. For today's show, we have our game show segment that is piggybacking off of the first part with Matt Streichel that we did on this past week, talking about big swim baits, when to choose glide baits, when to choose, you know, your soft, bigger swim baits, you know, that soft plastic swim bait. We learned a lot from Matt there. Andy and I definitely consider ourselves very novice swim bait anglers. So that was really insightful. Definitely, if you guys haven't listened to that one, encourage you to go back and do so. But for today's new episode, we have Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Bryant Smith and the owner of Alpha Angler Jake Boomer on to do a bracket challenge of top winner baits. This is gonna be a lot of fun. These guys are like brothers, and they bicker like so. We have a lot of fun. So this is the kind of the exact vibe that we're going with this not so serious side of Serious Angler, and kind of do a game show where we can still learn a little bit, but have fun doing so. So hopefully you guys enjoy that. And let's get into today's episode. All right, folks, we're back, and we are with the knuckleheads, as we call them.
The What's up, we trouble? Both in the same room. That is trouble.
Yeah, it won't last long.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear us okay? Today?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Oh, he complained how cold it was all day.
Yeah, that's funny you say that, because I literally have a text from him saying, it's a picture of, I believe it's you, and it says, super cold.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad. He lives where it gets like negative 20 degrees too. And he still complained about how cold it was.
Yeah, but we don't fish in it. Like, it was like, when was the last time you guys went fishing in 6 feet of snow?
As long as it's not blowing, I feel like we're.
See?
I mean, steelhead fishing, yes. Bass, if the ramp is open, we'll go. And I've gone when there's like 4 feet of snow on the ground once at the end of December because the harbor was still open. But. Our harbor locked up pretty solid in the last like day and a half. So that doesn't really help.
Yeah, that doesn't help much either.
No.
Yeah, we got a lot of snow though. It was actually quite hilarious. We have enough where if I am, because we plowed the driveway, and if I am by my truck and we have a little pathway to our back door, if my wife is by the back door, I can barely see the top of her head because she's I think 5'1".
And that's how much snow we have over here.
Yeah. And it's hilarious because I lose her in the snow. So it was funny. We were going to the house today. I pushed her in the snow and you just lose her in the snow. It was pretty good. Like, I made this magic trick, wife disappear.
Oh, boy.
Is that normal, though? Like, is that, you guys get a lot of snow, but that's not normal, right?
It's pretty normal lake effect event. Like, the first couple lake effect events are always the big ones. So like, and then they kind of taper out as everything gets cold and everything starts to freeze. Like if the lake stays open in an El Nino year, we could get like 200 inches of snow like we did last year. Oh. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, thanks. I'll stay in California.
But usually what happens is we'll get like 40 at a time. And then in 4 days we see grass cause it warms up, and then we'll have another polar Arctic blast come through and we'll get another 30 to 50 inches and then it all melts. This time we just got at my house, I got 43 inches officially recorded like right down the street. And we have another 3 feet coming tonight through Tuesday. So
Andy was definitely the old guy that took a measuring stick outside and measured.
No, you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it in my yard. Like, it's crazy. There's a snowdrift off the front of my house. It's about 6 foot tall, and 10 feet to the right of it, you could see grass during the blizzard that we had. Like, because it's just swirling around. Yeah.
This is good. Anthony says you got to put a dune buggy flag on Atlanta, who's my wife. So when you get lost in the snow, that's amazing.
Get rid of the pirate flag to hold up there too.
Like, yeah.
Hilarious.
No kidding. We got Dustin Wilkie in the chat saying good old Dumb and Dumber, which could refer to any of us here, I feel like.
Wilkie, be nice.
Yeah.
He's not wrong, but be nice. You get us two on a boat, and it's pretty comical.
Comical is the right word.
Well, I'm laughing at you all day.
So here we go.
Brian, what you're saying is a one-way clown show.
Pretty much. I had to retie his baits. I got so many I worked on one of his backlashes for probably 15 minutes today.
Because he uses subpar braid. Like, he doesn't use good braid. Like, we've
all talking about the backlash, not the spinning rods.
Backlash was for real. That was my fault. That was really my fault. Yeah. He has no brakes on. I don't
fit that. I had my reel on professional. He wasn't ready for that.
He could buy like $8 reels. No brakes, no nothing. No spool tension knob, none of that stuff. He'd be fine. He just turns it off anyway. You know, I turned the knob like 6 times before it actually touched the spool. Like it just kept turning, and the spool goes back and forth like this in the reel. He doesn't need them. But I, yeah.
I knew this was going to be gold when I was talking to Bryant last week, because I was going to get you both on, but I didn't realize until I was talking to Bryant. He goes, yeah, we're going to be together next week. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Like, we're totally doing this.
Awesome for the viewers, okay?
That's right. That's right. Well, fellas, what we got lined up is, and again, I'll like last week, I'll put a precursor out there and a apology in advance that this is our whole new format, doing a little game show. And so if it's a little rough, I apologize. But what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bracket, for best winter baits. And so we're going to go through, and what we're going to do is it's going to be between you two and Andy. I'll lead the way for the hosting, because we got to have a vote for each one, and it's got to go 2-1 or 3-0 for a bait to win in advance. Because if we had 4, we can't have it all go 2-2 type of deal, if that makes any sense. So here, let me pull up the screen here and list you off the baits that we're going to be working with.
So we get it. We're against Andy?
No, we're working as a team to create a champion, it sounds like.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't want to go with Andy. He's like freaking super knowledge. He knows everything.
Oh, we have some.
And I don't have the best partner here if it was him against. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. At least I can touch it. You're inside. Warm.
Sorry. Told you. Might have been a bad idea. Yeah.
Nah, this is perfect. This is perfect. So what we have here is we have 16 baits. And they're not in any specific order. We did a randomizer before this, so it's all random baits against each other for the first round. So we have to read them off to you. We'll go one by one quick. We have finesse swim bait, spoon, Carolina rig, flat sided crankbait, Colorado blade spinner bait, Ned rig, underspin, jerk bait, football jig, lipless crankbait, glide bait that we were just talking about earlier. Damiki rig, drop shot, blade bait, jig and wrap, and then the A rig. So we'll go the premises. We'll go through for each bracket here. And the goal is at the end to get one crown champion of winter fishing, the best bait that we think as a group for winter fishing. Perfect. And feel free to, and I'm sure it's going to happen with you guys. Feel free to debate these.
Oh, darn.
Yeah. We'll leave the debate floor to you two. There might be like headlocks and punches thrown by the other. Yeah.
Hey, there's no might.
So I'll read these off. I don't know how well you guys can see a screen on your end, but what we'll do is I'll read off the 1v1 for each, and then we'll go Andy, Boomer, and then Bryant from that order. But folks that are watching this right now in the comments, let me know if you guys can see this bracket okay. If you need me to blow it up, I can try to make it a little bit bigger, but just let me know down in the comments if this works for you guys. But let's get it started, eh, boys? So we have our first one is a finesse swim bait versus a spoon.
Yeah, I'm going finesse swim bait. Like, I throw a spoon quite a bit in the fall when the temp is dropping, or early spring when the temp is rising. But I feel like a finesse swim bait catches them even when the water's like 35, 36 degrees.
Okay. Boomer?
Can I make Brian go first?
Sure.
You want me to make you look better?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Brian. it's finesse swim bait for me too, because it's so versatile. It's so much more versatile, I think, than the spoon. The spoon's great. We still have, I mean, we saw it today. We saw fish chasing bait today that would bite a spoon, but we saw way more instances where a finesse swim bait would have been and was the bait to throw.
Yeah. I gotta go with finesse swim bait too. It's
the overwhelming favorite. It's the one seed, okay? Like,
it's the one seed. Yeah.
That was randomized, though. It was randomized.
That's pretty good one seed for a randomization.
It is a good one seed.
But to make sure your guys' show doesn't lose any relevance, you're probably talking to the two worst spoon fishermen.
That is true.
Yeah, like Ryan was like, I said, do you rip this thing really hard? I had one on. And he said, no, I don't know. You're freaking lead pro. Like, what do you do with this thing? He goes, nah, I don't know. Later on, he grabbed it and he goes, yeah, I think I rip it hard. I'm not sure. So, anybody of you spoon guys out there
who were expecting tips,
tricks,
comment below, help us out.
I think that needs to be a lure lab, Andy. And we're referring to, for people that are watching, like your smaller jigging spoons, not like your
full blown spoons, 1 ounce, 3/4, yeah, half ounce, little guys.
Yeah, would we have? Would we use?
We had Blade Runner. It was like a 3/4 ounce. Yeah, I caught one on it. Yeah, well, we caught way more on a finesse swim bait, a lot
more, including one of our bigger ones this afternoon, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. Cold water.
All right. Heck yeah. Brown or green?
Probably a spot.
We're in spot heaven.
Oh yeah, we're in spot heaven. Yeah, Shasta is all about the spotted bass.
Oh, okay. All right, next one: Carolina rig and flat-sided crankbait.
Oh, we're gonna fight over this.
Yeah, I'm going with the AC. I'm not a Carolina rig guy at all. I'm going flat-sided crankbait.
Thank you. Flat-side. Go ahead, Boomer.
Dude, straight up, the ball and chain, dog.
Right.
Ball and chain, dog.
Yeah, like, I mean, I like to go slow and not cover any water. Yes. That's yeah.
Right. I mean, it's got the most nicknames that you probably can't say on air of any bait. It's got to be the Carolina rig, the ball and chain. There's some other things we call it.
Yeah. No.
CVG.
The go slower bait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Quitter's rig.
Yeah, it is the quitter's rig. Right. There's no doubt.
If you do it too much, you actually have to start smoking camels because you get bored with, you don't got nothing else to do, right? You just drag it.
Yeah. I'm going on Lake Oahe. Who sat down in that tournament? It was Tyler Rivette. Yeah, he just sat down on the front deck dragging a ball of chain. He's like, oh.
He was literally sitting there
out of his mind.
It was going hilarious, up. Dude. We had him on the show afterwards talking about it, and he's like sitting where the butt seat was, and he's just holding it between his legs like this. He goes, oh, yeah, got a bite. Just stands up, takes his time, reels in, yep, still there, and then says.
I got a true story. When I first started fishing years ago, I was in me and my buddy, we were talking about the tournament we're about to have, and Luke Clausen was there. Luke Clausen's a buddy of my old fishing partner. And I said, we're probably going to drag Carolina rig. And he goes, well, great. You'll have some free time. And we're like, what do you mean? Because he was looking around in the boat we were in. And he's like, see this little handhold? You could just stick the rod in there. You stick the rod right there. And, you know, when it starts to pull back, you can just pick it up and set the hook.
He's not wrong.
See, that's about the only way that I would throw a Carolina rig is if I could just have it in the back on the back deck just sitting there, and I can throw my flat sided crankbait and I can find the fish in the winter.
Drag it around behind the boat all day.
Yeah.
Update your Facebook profile, your status.
Plenty of time with Carolina rig. Yeah. No. My vote is flat sided crankbait all day, every day. I'm all about covering water. Maybe once I find some fish with the flat-sided crankbait, I would slow down with the Carolina rig, but It is 100% flat side crankbait for me.
I dig it. All right. Our next one is pretty lopsided. I'm sure this one's going to go pretty quick. It's a Colorado Blade spinnerbait versus the Ned Rig. Andy, what's taking you so long?
I don't know. It's going to have, unfortunately, be a Ned Rig, but I'd rather throw the Colorado Blade spinnerbait. Like when the water hits 44 and muddy and sun, I'm probably going to throw a Colorado Blade spinnerbait. But if it's clear and cold, I mean, you got to drag a Ned Rig, unfortunately. And I'd rather do that than a Carolina Rig. So,
yeah. And while we're still somewhat early, I probably should have prefaced the let's look at the bracket as like what we think is the best fish catchers efficient baits in the coal. Obviously, I think we'd all agree that a spinnerbait's more fun to throw. But let's go off of that.
Are certain lakes in the country where you could probably throw Colorado Blade spinnerbait in the winter and just catch a giant bag. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Not as many, though, right?
Yeah. Not as many, yeah.
That's a tough one because they're both the right bait in certain situations and they're totally opposite situations. If we're out on Lake Shasta, I'm going to be throwing the Ned Rig, you know, clear water, spotted bass, cold water, stuff like that. But if I'm in Oklahoma and it's 45 degrees, snowing there and it's muddy, there's a chance I'm throwing that Colorado Blade. So it's
you don't even have a Ned Rig in your boat.
I know I don't.
You guys can remove his opinion, strike his opinion from the
You know what's funny, Boomer, is I have them in the boat, but I very rarely use them. Very rarely.
I fished like 3 weeks ago with Balinick and asked him for a Ned Rig, and he laughed at me so loud the food came out of his mouth. Like same with this dude. Like if you're an elite pro, you're not allowed to throw a Ned Rig. So like I don't
No, we do.
He said, put on the Colorado Blade spinnerbait.
Unfortunately, my boat would have to be for the Ned Rig, but there are some instances.
You don't throw it.
I just don't admit that I throw it.
We're going to comment, Ned Rig, never heard of her.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm Ned Rig. That is a fish catching deal. Wasn't that Table Rock tournament got caught with the Ned bait on the back of a jig? I mean, like, you can put on anything, right?
Yeah.
No kicky leg, put a Ned Rig on it. Anyways, yeah, all Ned baits.
Okay.
Ooh, this one's tough.
Underspin or jerk bait?
I'm going jerk bait because I just enjoy a good jerkbait bite, but an underspin is up there for me on like a finesse swim bait deal because that's what I'd just be putting on the back of it as a finesse swim bait, especially where we are at, Bailey, and smallmouth like heaven. There's days that they come unglued on an underspin over anything else.
Yeah, I guess I didn't even think about if in the same part of the bracket, if underspin would face finesse swim bait, it's basically the same.
Yeah, that would have been
tough, all right. But who's going first? Dumb or dumber?
Dumber.
Clear Mo.
I think I've probably thrown, I've at least 30% of the casts I've made in the last 2 days have been underspin, and I haven't caught one. So I would rather throw a grenade than an underspin. So I'm gonna say jerkbait.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually, he just got, didn't you have a good finish on a jerk bait last couple of days?
Oh, that's all I've been throwing the past 2 months has been a jerk bait.
Cold water.
Yeah, that's, I'm always going to try and go with the one that I could cover more water with. And I cannot stand how slow you have to reel an underspin. And you know, when my ADD kicks in, like it is jerk bait all day, every day.
He's like, I'm going down. They're not biting it.
I don't care.
But this is for the viewers. If you want the worst day possible of your life in Shasta or Oroville in a spot lake, when your co-angler shows up with an underspin, You better get the net out. You're going to hate life. You're going to buy 100 of them and still hate the dang things.
There you go. If your co-angler shows up with a...
Yeah. If he's got three different weights, if he's got three weights, don't even load the... Like, go home.
Don't go home.
It's not fun.
Hey, no. This is your day.
Do you want the front of the boat? Let me just... Eat my sandwich and
eat that. And sounds like a
strap and see what happens.
Sounds like a PTSD moment for Boomer.
It is.
All these horrible memories.
Dude sitting in the passenger seat, picking his nose, making a sandwich, dragging one down on the back of the boat, and catches the two biggest fish of the tournament. That's PTSD right there.
Sheesh.
Okay.
I can see your hatred towards
the underspin.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Next one. We got football jig versus the lipless crankbait.
Oh, this is a rock and a hard place for me because they're so situational based, right? And then we have some lakes where they both work in the same exact spot when the water's cold. Why you gotta do me like this, Bailey? What would I throw more when the water's cold? If I have grass, I'm leading lipless because there's more instances when I align myself largemouth fishing that I throw a lipless, and the football jig is always there when I slide off, but I try to catch him moving.
Any longer, you might have gotten the Jeopardy button on you.
Yeah, that's fine. Fire it up.
All right, fellas. Football jig or lipless?
I'm going to say lipless. Just like what Andy said. When grass is involved, I don't think that's I don't think you're going to beat it this time of year. All the way into, you know. I mean, it's a bait that works year-round, but it really, really excels when the water's super cold. Nothing against the football jig. It's definitely...
I love a football jig. Like, it's hard for me to set it down at that time.
Exactly. But, I think just because we haven't talked about anything grass-related yet, the lipless will do it for me.
With that, Boomer, any differing opinion?
So do I get a clarification real quick on this, the rules? So
here we go.
So if it's two against one, I don't need. Yeah, I already met it. So my opinion doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, but we still want your opinion.
We're Northwest fishermen. Like, we don't have grass in the winter. Like, we have snow and snow blowers, right? So, like, if you're out fishing, it's probably going to be on a vertical ledge or something. There's none of that. I'm going to say football head, especially since I feel like the jig and the football head have become kind of scope related type baits as we progress through our sport. But I still think you got to put lipless on for the rest of the country. I just didn't want to waste too much time disagreeing with these two.
You're not disagreeing.
No, by all means, disagree. Yeah. I'm surprised. I would have gone football in this case as well.
I just think the lipless bite's way more fun. So,
but it's supposed to be about catching fish, right?
Yeah, but they both catch fish. That's
in the Northwest, if you have a lipless bait on, it better be about 2 ounces, and you better be straight jigging it under the boat.
So you just need to throw a blade bait.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to Clear Lake tomorrow, and we are going to probably throw a lipless 80% of the time. So we'll change his mind tomorrow.
Okay, so I'm wrong.
I love it.
I'll accept the defeat.
The what?
I'll accept defeat on that one, because I will throw it if they'll eat it.
You should have recorded that, Bryant. He said he accepted defeat.
It is recorded.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Over and over and over again.
That's funny. Oh, so the randomizer for this next one definitely didn't do us any justice. It's two polar opposites. We have a glide bait and a Dameki rig.
Dameki. I'm going Dameki. Short answer.
We can make this really easy.
Yep.
Dameki. Right. He said the smallmouth world record on a Dameki rig, right?
No, it was on
a
drop shot.
Oh, it was on a drop shot.
Yeah, Dameki was the week before.
Gotcha.
Speaking of drop shot, we have the drop shot versus the blade bait. And he's already played Bane.
I fish small enough though, when the water's cold. I almost never put a drop shot on until like the post spawn. Sometimes pre-spawn. This past year, like the one that you caught on my boat, there was a lot of fish caught on a drop shot, which is a weird spring for us. Where I'm at on Lake Erie and Buffalo, usually it's like tubes, Ned rigs, finesse swim baits. But we found a little deal with a minnow style bait on a drop shot that was incredible. But there's just something about a blade bait bite. It just gets giants every year.
And when he says minnow style bait, it's a flatworm. Don't let him try to feed you any false information.
I'll back Andy up on that one. I'll go blade bait for bites in the winter cold water.
Okay.
You going to argue with us?
I have no choice.
Well, yeah, he's in the spot.
I have to argue with you, but only for the sheer fact that I think I can count on one hand how many blade bait fish I've caught in my life. So I have to go drop shot, but
he doesn't even own a blade bait.
I have like six.
Yeah.
We lost.
He got one stuck in his thumb once. I mean, like, he's never even thrown one.
It happens.
Yeah.
I got to go drop shot, but it's just because I don't throw a blade bait.
I dig it. All right. We have our last one in the bracket. We'll move on to the next round.
Ooh.
We have the jig and wrap and the A-rig.
If the water is stable cold, I feel like there's only certain places like the A-rig will really fish when it's really cold. And where I'm at.
What do you mean? I mean, the A-rig works everywhere.
It does, but there are times that it's better than other, and I think that's when the temp of the water is increasing and falling. Like, then there's time, and this is just my personal experience. I've seen more fish caught on Erie on a jigging wrap when the water's ice cold than an A-rig, so I'm going jigging wrap.
Let me do all of us a favor here. There we go. Now we're good. Just kidding, Andy.
That was fine. You can boot me. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
I'm all about the A-rig. Yeah, even though I can't throw it in Bassmaster, I still that's one of the top. I think it's one of the top three wintertime baits here in California for sure. I remember the year that it first came out. We were fishing tournaments at Clear Lake in the winter, as cold as it could get at Clear Lake. And if you didn't have 35, you didn't have a shot. But if you didn't have 30, like, you just didn't weigh in. Get those winners, not to that extent anymore, but it's still one of the most effective ways to catch them at a lot of our lakes in the wintertime. So, yeah, definitely A-rig.
I'll back it up. Nice.
A-rig? I can't imagine getting a dirty 30 and then just being like, well, I didn't do crap today.
Oh, it was dejecting. Yeah, it was to get booed off the stage with 29. It pretty much sucks.
You have a 3 at the beginning. No one gives a crap about what you did that day. Gosh, man. All right, we're on to the next round. We have finesse swim bait versus the flat sided crankbait.
Swim bait. I'm sticking with it.
It's like almost like kind of having to like declare wimpiness, though, right? Like, would you rather be man and throw a
I'll throw the finesse swim bait on a bait caster like 90% of the time. So, is it really that wimpy if I'm throwing it on a bait caster?
I mean, yeah, and you get whooped by me with a spinning rod.
Yeah, it's fair. I also wasn't prepared to throw finesse swim baits that day.
Yeah. What they say about excuses.
Everyone's got one.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, what you got, fellas?
I want to say flat-sided crankbait. I really do, because it's way cooler, but it is finesse swim bait for me.
I knew he's going to go that route.
What you got?
I had a buddy that taught me how to fish one time that had the slowest Ranger you could own. And I made fun of how slow his boat was for years. And he's like, yeah, but how cool is the weight in my live well? You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm going to go finesse swim bait because you're going to weigh more. Even though, like, it'd be cool to say that I like the, you know, throwing a big treble. Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, next one. Ned rig versus the jerk bait.
Jerk bait.
Oh, boy. And he goes the jerk bait. Boomer was he's taking a shit. <He's> just, are you good, bro? You in pain?
He's tired from being out in the cold all day. He's got brain freeze.
Who's going first? Tui Rochambeau, because I mean, like, I can break this.
Jerkbait. I'm jerkbait. Yeah. Good luck.
Nedrig. Oh. I would Rochambeau, but I don't think he knows what Rochambeau is.
Isn't that basically rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
That's the one I understand.
Yeah. He thinks it's a thumb war, so it doesn't matter.
Well, not all of us were in the 1800s, Boomer. We're going to be
careful. If I always get to be last, I'm the tiebreaker on these hard decisions. So. Yeah,
but then we've got this round.
Not good.
All right. We got loopless crankbait versus the D'Amici rig.
That's easy. Go, Andy. I know what you're going to say.
Do you? What am I going to say?
Ooh.
What am I going to say?
I'm
going to
hit you with the Jeopardy button.
No, I'm not.
Lipless. I'm going lipless because it's more fun.
Yeah but it's not about fun. The rules are catching fish.
If I'm going largemouth fishing, when the ice is off and Lake Erie is still frozen, 99% of the day I'm throwing a lipless crankbait depending on what lake I'm on. So I'm going lipless.
Touche.
I'm going to say D'Amici rig. I think it's kind of taking over. I'm not going to say hover rig or hover stroll or any of those dumb names they call that stuff. Like, if somebody said, were you hover strolling? I'd be like, no. Don't insult me like that. What'd you just say? But if I was chasing him around with a ball headed swim bait using live scope, then yeah, I would take that. Go ahead. Cover stroller.
I'm saying lipless. And the only reason I say lipless, so I've caught a ton of fish on the D'Amici rig this past year, but it's all been kind of summer, fall. I haven't got to play with it in the dead of winter yet, and I know day in, day out that if I'm in the right situation, and I love grass fishing, I'm always going to gravitate towards grass. It's going to be a lipless bait in the middle of winter.
Dang, I was not expecting that. Ooh, the D'Amici rig gets knocked out.
Okay. We're going to get a lot of hate for that one.
Yeah.
Let the comments roll, people. So speaking of comments, there's one we have to bring up here. We have memberships and like the whole monetization thing on YouTube. But we never ask for people to do that whatsoever. But we have a $20 donation here from Green Up Lawn Care. Go grab a coffee on the green side of the world.
Thank you.
Definitely didn't need to do that, but appreciate the hell out of it. And unfortunately, Andy's coffee is like $50.
Nah, so man, I make them at home now. I make them at home now. So, like, it's all you, Bailey.
Hey, that's fine. That's like five coffees for me right there, man. I appreciate the hell out of that. Like we said, we do not ask you guys to do that. But nonetheless, appreciate the hell out of it. So, thank you very much. All right. Last one for the second round. We have the blade bait versus the A rig.
Can I request to go last?
Sure. It's your show, Boom.
You're usually last. So
what happens? Rochambeau is where the paper beads.
I'm listening to Dumb and Dumber argue down here. I can't hear.
Rochambeau to go last.
You can go last.
All right.
It's your natural placement.
Rock beats. Never mind. Scissors cuts the paper, so scissor beats paper.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm catching on.
All right. Sorry. We're done.
So tough.
All right, Andy. What do you got, man?
Poor Andy has to go first. You can make Bryant go first. He wouldn't beat you in Rochambeau.
Yeah, Bryant, go first.
A-rig.
All right.
I know that face on Boober. I know where he's going.
Go ahead, Andy.
I'm going blade bait just because I do it a lot more in the
wintertime. Oh, boy. We're not going to. It seriously looks like you need dude wipes right now. It looks like you're taking
so hard. You cannot lose. I have needed dude wipes before, but not this late at night.
I don't know what that means. My house is like total confession here.
I mean, my experience is blade bait. We're not in Oklahoma, right? The whole West Coast would probably choose blade bait over as far as fish catching.
Oh, really?
No. Besides Bryant.
No. You didn't Rochambeau, so you don't have an opinion.
You don't even fish. He didn't Rochambeau. You have no opinion.
Yeah, normally we're shoveling.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Oh my god, you didn't Rochambeau, you don't have an opinion.
Yep.
We got it's dude wipe network.
It might as well be. I mean, I was about to say, like, confession, my whole house is on dude wipes now. Like, we don't use toilet paper anymore. Like, we live the bougie life here when it comes to that kind of thing.
I know my wife is watching, and I'm really sorry, honey.
He's sorry. It's embarrassing.
I'm so embarrassing.
Public forum.
After 20 years of marriage. Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
There's some people hyped at the blade bait one.
Really?
Yeah. They're hyped. That's pretty
cool. I'm going to make you throw a blade bait tomorrow while I throw an A-rig.
On Clear Lake?
Yeah. Good luck.
Okay. All right. We are down to the last four. Final four, gents. We have the finesse swim bait versus the jerk bait, and then the lipless crankbait versus the blade bait. I gotta say, I did not see the lipless becoming in the final four of this one, but
it's because you got the California kid. Like, you could win every tournament in California after April on a blade, on a lipless. Yeah. He's biased. Anyways, sorry for interrupting.
No, you're good, bro. All right. Finesse swim bait versus the jerk bait.
Who's going first?
I'll cue it. Can you even hear this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'll cue up the Jeopardy music for you.
I've caught way more fish on a finesse swim bait. It's a numbers getter, and you can catch giants. I'm going finesse swim bait. Number one seed.
Come on, Rochambeau, for who's going to do?
You can go if you want.
No. Go ahead. Ready? Wait, is it 1, 2, 3, go?
It's rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors.
You don't have to count when you say the word.
Right, let's go.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Damn it. I don't even know what the choices were.
Finesse swimbait or jerkbait?
Finesse swimbait. I hate to see jerkbait go.
I lost Rochambeau for that.
Yeah.
I would have said the same thing.
Ooh, clean sweep.
I thought we were gonna fight more.
Dang. Okay. Number one seed, even though it was randomized, makes it to the the championship. Not surprised though. Okay. We have to determine the championship. It is between the lipless crankbait and the blade bait. Two very identical baits. That's actually kind of interesting.
Blade bait.
All right.
Blade bait.
Lipless. No, it doesn't matter.
You sounded so sad.
It's all a matter of when you go in the order, right? Yeah. You should have Rochambeau'd.
I think the next round that we do these, like on weeks ahead when we do this bracket, is we got to do like four or five or like five or six guys, so that way like the winner isn't already declared after two guys go.
That's fair. That'd be fun.
Oh, you should do it. Yeah, you should do an even number so there's a bunch of ties, make it interesting.
Yeah, we could do that. I didn't even think about that. The reason
I wanted moderator and chime in, or have our fans chime in and they choose.
There you go.
That's what exactly I was going to say, is like if the four of us and then the winner of a tie goes to the first person and fans or whatever, but
if you had us on again,
they're not going to have us on again.
We disagree.
Oh, you're good. All right. the championship we have in, again, this was randomized, I promise. We have number one as the
Don't let him lie. Finesse swim bait is Bailey's number one move when the water's cold.
Eddie, you watched me randomize this.
I know. I'm just picking on you. Come on.
You damn traffic cone. So we got number one finesse swim bait, and then the 10th seed, the blade bait, coming in for the championship. So, All right. We're going to flip it here. Bryant, because you went last on the last one. You can go first this time. Lead us off.
Yeah, mine's not very exciting. It's finesse swim bait. Again, I never throw a blade bait. It's just not my thing.
So it's a biased opinion
here. It is. 100% biased.
I think Andy, you and Boomer have to do it through the screen, the Rochambeau. To
see yeah, I'm in.
Okay. No cheating. I'll cover his eyes.
All right, here we go. Bright count.
You can go, Andy.
All right.
What was that?
It's tough because I've caught so many big fish on both.
Liar.
And I have them tied on the same amount and probably throw them the same amount when the water is cold. I'm going to go the way that I think is more fun with casting gear, because I use casting gear for both, right? I'm going blade bait.
Oh,
well, this makes things interesting.
I expect that one.
You get to decide it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not ready for this, are you?
No.
Pressure's on. Cue the Jeopardy music.
Is this too loud? Is this good?
You got to write it down. What is?
I'm going to agree with Andy because I feel like in the winter, most people are smallmouth or spot fishing. You can do both with those. The finesse swim bait is not my strong suit. I'm going to go blade bait.
The blade bait is the dang champion.
It is. Gosh, that's.
I never thought I would see the day.
You can get right there.
We're going to get so much hate for this.
I know.
I mean, to be fair, like if you think of true winter time fishing, the blade bait's way up there, because it's not something you're going to pull out in the middle of summer. You can do that with a finesse swim bait. You can do that with a lot of these other ones. The blade bait is a solid winter time bait, even though I've only caught five fish on it. So
I think Dustin Wilkie used the blade bait at Lanier this year in the fall, though. If he's watching, you don't lie, because I think you did. You even told me.
Said blade bait on the clutch was a catcher.
Is that what he said? Yeah, he was reeling it through the schools. I hope I didn't give away his secret. Sorry, Dustin.
Well, you did. Good job.
Okay, I gave away your secret. Sorry, Dustin.
He gets another alpha rod for that. Good job.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
That's awesome.
So we apologize if Serious Angler goes under because you had us two on there. Nobody watched ever again.
Oh, that was perfect. That was awesome. Next time, I think for sure what we'll do is looking back on this crew. Obviously, it was a hell of a time, so I thank you guys for joining, but also might need to incorporate some people from the South the next time that can add some twist to this.
I mean, if you think about, though, like California is like the new South because all the professional anglers are literally moving to the South from California, so I guess it kind of works.
Yeah, when you move into Alabama, Brent.
Yeah, no time soon. He's the only one, too. You guys, he's the only elite from California. I thought maybe Maddie Wong or something. There's no other elites from California. But how many pro anglers have come from California? This is crazy.
You got a lot. I think the only ones on
in the winter.
Yeah, I'm left is Ailers still.
Yeah, say Ailer. Oh, yeah, right. Ailer
still.
I think that's it.
Littner moved.
Is there anybody on the MPFL that's from the West Coast?
Luis Fernandez, I think he's still.
Luis is still in California.
Mm-hmm. There's probably a couple more. I don't know all of them.
Yeah,
but
I have to pull up the roster. But
you got to love highway time if you're going to be a Cali guy on the pro tour.
I imagine you did a lot of flying, right, Bryant?
It's one drive out and then a lot of flying and then one drive back home. It's a lot of begging for your friends to keep an eye on your boat and truck for an extended amount of time and a ride to and from the airport. It's a lot more of that than driving.
That means you got good friends then if you do it for a year.
Well, I haven't had my tires slashed yet, so we're
going. When do you hit the road for the Toledo?
It'll be somewhere right in the middle of February, 14th, 15th, something like that. It's really nice that I have under 30 hours to get to my first tournament. Usually it's over 50 because we go to Florida, but under 30 is pretty exciting for me.
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah, nice little break for you.
Yeah.
Although we'll be going there eventually.
Exactly.
He gets a day back.
Yeah, quick trip over the hill.
Yeah, I mean, 50 to 30, and good. They both sound long as hell, but still, that's hefty.
Anything after 35, you want to die. You question your life decisions. Like, the first time I had to go to, I think it was 38 or 40. The first one with Eufaula.
Yeah.
After 34, like up until 34, I'm the most positive, God-fearing human on the planet. After 34, I'm out. Like, that's too many hours of driving. Cutting
people off. He's screaming out the window.
That's right. Got my head out the window, making weird noises. Wearing the same underwear for 4 days. Like, mad. Yeah, like, 34, I think, is that line.
Oh, because it smells.
I know.
Yeah. Here's a quick question for you, Bryant. I have a comment in here. Do you think there's going to be a DD caught at Toledo?
I would have to say yes. Just based off of this past year, Toledo's definitely on upswing. It's definitely like one of those ones where if we hit it right, we might see multiples.
You guys haven't been that early. Nobody's really had big events there that early.
No, either, right? No, not there. You know, there's always the Rayburn one where it's, you know, in January, but nobody's been to Toledo in late February. And you know, if it gets warm, if this is our winter and it gets warm, like you'll see 30-pound bags, you'll see double digits, you'll see everything. And even if it stays cold, I still think just because it's fishing so good, we'll see a lot of big fish.
Dang.
Right. Hey, is February is considered winter, right?
Some places.
I think so.
So are you gonna throw a finesse swim bait?
No, I'm going to throw a lipless. That's why I was so mad at that answer.
Just checking.
Nah, he's gonna gonna throw a blade bait, you know. Like,
yeah. You're gonna
throw a blade bait? Come on, man. Survey says you got to throw a blade bait.
Right? Go with the blade bait. Yeah.
Hung up in the timber.
Yeah. That'll last me about 5 minutes because I got five of them.
Boomer Dustin Wilkie says, to give up the new rod juice.
New rod juice.
I don't know if this is cryptic.
It is cryptic. Sounds bad, actually. I don't know what the new rod juice is.
He's lying.
I do? I am? Tell him what I'm always
working on something.
We're always mad scientists, and it doesn't look like mad scientists. It looks a whole lot like me arguing with all the staffers about what we should do, and then them telling me that I'm old and slow and need baby wipes. And then I come out with something, they're like, you're right, this actually is good. So I don't know which one Dustin's talking about.
I like it.
We did come out with a lightsaber, if that's what he's asking, but that is a limited edition spinning rod.
Is it available for people to go buy right now?
Yeah, it's online. The last few of them are online, yeah.
The last few. Okay.
Brian's super mad. He doesn't have one.
I don't have one either. What the heck?
Now you're in trouble.
Crappy boss, man.
Throw him on the spot.
We're working on all kinds of stuff. That's revamping.
Awesome. Heck yeah. Well, fellas, anything else on the horizon you guys want the folks to know before we let you guys go?
Well, it was nice knowing you because I know we're never going to be invited back.
Yeah. Thanks again for having us. Sorry about your ratings dropping.
No, you guys were awesome and for sure getting an invite back. Only if you guys are together, though. Separate, I don't know if we can handle it.
We're not together. Nope. We'll move over there. He's fired.
Someone
too.
Did say earlier.
He's been fired once a day for the last 3 days. I hire him back in the morning because then I'll have a ride to the lake.
So Anthony did say earlier that these dudes look like they're sharing the toilet.
Yeah, well, we tried to make the laptop work. This is the only place in the world where AT&T has better service than Verizon. So we're looking at Brian's phone. Yeah, if we could show you the other side of our world, you would be even more
offended.
Yeah, it would be bad.
That's awesome. Old Red Wine says, see you soon, B. Smith.
Sounds good, buddy. Looking forward to it.
Cool.
All right, fellas. Boomer, will you be at the Classic?
That's up in the air right now. We're not 100% sure. I might be there by myself. Alpha might be there. We're double booked. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope to.
I know that's great, but I apologize.
No, you're good. You're good. Hope to see you there. And then hopefully if you are, we'll let the folks know so they can come stop by the Alpha Angler booth or come make fun of you for all of your bracket picks tonight. One of the two. But Andy nonetheless.
Andy was in there with me. Am I pointing at Andy?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. There he is. There he is.
Here's the traffic cone, right, boys?
That's right. That's right. Well, fellas, appreciate everything. Thank you for taking the time out. And we'll be talking to you both real soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll see you. Well, Andy, second episode of 2024 is in the books. I'd say this round went much smoother than last week's.
Yeah, that was a fun game.
It was. I think we're going to keep doing the bracket thing, and we'll keep incorporating it as we go forward. So if you guys have ideas for the bracket that you want to see done, whether it's, you know, maybe we get with people that know way more about it than us, like Matt on our show today, to do a swim bait bracket, things like that, we can do this. We can continue to keep doing this idea because I think it's a lot of fun. And we're definitely going to incorporate some more regions of the United States into this, not just
panel.
Yeah, I realized like halfway through, I'm like, damn, these guys are all Northerners. But at least Bryant mixed in some grass into there. So at least, cause I'm sure there's some Southern guys sitting there like these damn Northerners. Like this applies nothing to what we're looking at. So we'll expand the panel.
Southern guys might have added in like a finesse jig for flipping in trees and stuff too. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think moving forward, stuff like this, we'll tap into some expertise to help make the bracket and then add the panel, make some more people too, to make some of these votes a little bit more interesting as well. But hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Obviously I think from the comments, people watching, seems like you guys had a good time tonight and appreciate you engaging with us, being in the comments. And then if you guys are listening to this, obviously on a different spectrum of it, let us know if you guys enjoyed it from the audio standpoint, because this is the new format moving forward. Last week, I did put the full show out simply just because the chaos and me gone all last week. I just put the full show out. But this is spliced up, obviously. So moving forward, what we're going to have like with this week is the first interview we had with Matt will be our Wednesday audio show. And then Friday's audio that we put up will be the second half or the game show, if you will. And then moving forward, we'll have one Serious Angler show a week on the YouTube. So it'll be just this live stream, and then we'll splice it up into two for the MP3 side of things. Just to give you guys the full download on what we're I know we talked about it last month, but that is the game plan anyways, moving forward. Looking way ahead, you know, we were talking about the Classic. We got to still figure out fully right now with the Serious Angler crew who's going to be there, but I will be at both Classic and Red Crest. So if you guys are going to be there, shoot us a DM, shoot me a DM, whichever. We'd love to meet you guys. I'm going to bring some hats and stuff with me to give out to people. Hopefully we'll have some excess of stickers as well. If you guys see us, happily give those to you guys, and we'll be doing shows at both. So one way or another, we are going to be at the show, and hopefully we can get the whole crew down there. But Andy, hopefully we can get dug out from this snow soon. I am giving that cabin fever And I need to freaking go fishing soon.
I'm gonna need to fly to Florida in like 2 days, and I'm like, crap. If we get a nice weather break in February, I'm like, maybe I'll bust the boat out and go drive somewhere. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Part of me is even to the point right now where it's like, if I can't go fly to Florida to go see my parents type of deal, maybe like I'm to the point now where I might just go perch fishing, which, you know, I never do ever. So I don't know. We'll see.
It's fishing. Fishing's fishing. You can set a bucket with a beer. It's just as fun as kayaking and catching a bass on a jig some days. So.
So we have a comment. You guys ever have aggressive average angler? I don't know who that is. I have no idea who that is. But no, we're definitely going to expand our guest lineup for the back half, and might get some guests that if they have the 2 or so hours free, they'll be on both. They're more than welcome to stay. But we're definitely going to try to expand our, who we're getting on the back half of things. But definitely a lot of fun. We're going to keep mixing up. We have some different games we're going to do. Definitely let us know which ones you guys like. We're going to mix it up, and then whichever ones you guys like best is what we will rock with moving forward. So, Andy, without further ado, I don't know if you got anything else for the folks.
Not really. As you can tell, we're renovating this room. I know I've talked about it. We kind of hit a standstill with the weather, but new office is taking place. And if you're looking for a guided bass trip, I'm basically booking fall for 2024. My spring has completely filled except for like a two or three random days in April for Finger Lake largemouth fishing and smallmouth that they bite. My May, June, and beginning of July are full. I'm going to fill up some more dates in July, and then September, October will be bass fishing, and about half of my October is filled at the moment. So you're going to want to plan your trip here pretty soon.
Yeah, if you book a trip through the show with Andy, I will take you out for beer and wings. So factor that into your trip, too. Okay. If I'm home. That's the asterisk, if I'm home, because I'll be traveling a lot this year. Yeah,
90% of the time he's not home, but, I mean, I'll definitely join in on beer and wings.
So. Yeah, well, I mean, I'll say this. If you guys are, you guys listen to the show, things like that, and you're ever up in the Buffalo area,
just let us know.
By all means, shoot us a DM. Be happy to go meet you for a beer and talk some fishing, meet you guys, whatever. But, nonetheless, 2024, off to a good start. Looking forward to the fantasy fishing shows that we're going to start up here in a couple weeks. Just a note for those moving forward is for the year, it'll be same as last year. We're going to do the Mondays leading up to the event. So day one will be that Thursday. We'll have our live show that Monday night. We have the same crew joining us. We might have some additions, might have some new aspects to that fantasy fishing show. But definitely excited for that to start back up again. Just to remind you guys, said in the beginning, if you want to join our free Bassmaster fishing fantasy fishing group, it is in the show notes for the podcast as well as on YouTube. If you guys want to join, it's free to play fantasy fishing and you can win some prizes from us. And then beyond that, I think that's about it. All my notes I do have. If you guys want to, Andy was talking about his studio. If you guys want to see a full walkthrough of this studio, my little tackle shop I have over here, I just dropped a video on my personal channel if you guys want to take a gander at that. But nonetheless, Andy, great show tonight. We look forward to seeing you guys next week for episode 3 of 2024. Peace. Well, that was an awesome show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you can and your app allows it, please leave us a rating and review. It really helps us get seen more, which allows us to access more time and more variables to be able to bring to the show to make it better for you guys. So hope you enjoyed it. And if you did and you liked some of the things we talked about in this episode and want to check out our show partners, all of that is in every single show description. You can click down there. It's got all of our discount codes, all of our links to our show partners, where you guys can go and support the people that support this show and help us make this show happen. And of course, this show does not happen without you guys. You guys know we appreciate you. You're the Serious Angler fam. You're the reason we're here. Appreciate y'all, and we'll see y'all on the next one.